This is Corolla Digital.
A master carpenter who's here to help you out. If you can't fix it, then let A show you how.
Yeah, get it on. Got to get it on. No choice, but man, they get on. Welcome to Ace on the House, or as Pops Corolla calls it, Ace on the Roof. Stromer's over there. What's going on, Stromer?
Man, I borrowed my employee's car.
Yeah.
Gave him my truck to take materials to a job. He gave me his suit. What is it called, guys? A Subaru?
Squatted WRX,
yes.
Man.
And I can hear the carburetor sucking air in when I make the shifting pattern.
Mm.
It's been a while since I've had the old stick, and I felt a little like you driving there behind the folks fast and swerving in and out on the freeway as I almost ran and rear-ended several folks.
Yeah, I don't want to correct you, but that car does not have a carburetor.
It doesn't? Well,
no.
What is that sucking sound then?
Well, listen. It's injected.
Okay, I don't know. What do I know?
Says on the back of every T-shirt I own,
yeah.
Injection is fine, but I'd rather be blown.
Yeah, you do.
I got a blower.
What? What is that thing? What is that sound then? That like that when you shift?
Probably a turbo.
Oh, that's what it is.
And you're probably hearing the sound of the back pressure on the turbo. The turbo has a wastegate. If you're hearing it, he must have a chip on that thing or like a cone. Filter or intake or cold air intake or something like that.
Something.
Cat back exhaust.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here's the weird thing about it. I must be paying him too much because how the hell does this guy who's my day guy afford this vehicle? Isn't that like a $50,000-$60,000 car?
No. The reality is you can find if you're – okay, so here's the good news. Cars are basically bulletproof now.
Yeah.
So – you can buy one that's 3 years old and it's like, it's new.
Right.
If the person didn't abuse it, because those things, you know, everything's synthetic, all the oil and the transmission, you never have to crack it open or change it, whatever. And they'll just go forever. So
right.
A car now with 34,000 miles on is like nothing.
Okay.
And once you drive those things for 3 years, they drop about half in price.
Oh, wow.
So you'd kind of be foolish to go out and purchase a new car. Look, I'm a wealthy man.
Yeah.
Beyond your wildest dreams and expectations. But when the time came...
Are you propositioning me again?
Listen to me. When the time came for me to get a dually, I needed a big pickup truck.
Yeah.
Big dually, king cab, whatever, diesel, you know, something that could haul a trailer to Road Atlanta. I didn't go looking at new Ford duallys because new Ford duallys are $65,000.
Right.
I was like, for $25,000, you get one that's 2 years old.
And it's fine.
Brand new.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, why would you do that? Look, here's the thing. Let somebody else drive it off the lot, whether it's a dually or it's a Maserati. I mean, you want to talk... Gary can probably look it up, but like they came out with the Maserati Ghibli about four years ago or something like that. The Maserati Ghibli and almost the Maserati Quattroporte and the Maserati whatever the other one was, which I kind of like a little more. The Ghibli probably came out 3 or 4 years ago. The Ghibli was, 2013? Huh. 5 years ago. Or maybe it showed up at the auto show in 2013 and you could pick it up in 2014. But either way, 4 years ago. The Ghibli was, I don't know, $89,000 to $110,000 or something like that.
That's new.
That's new.
Okay.
I didn't go out and price them, but they weren't free. And I bet you could get a Ghibli if you looked on eBay right now for somewhere in the 40s.
Oh, my God.
So... $100,000 car is $40,000. A Bentley GT.
Yeah.
You know, 165, 170K. You see those things go across at Barrett Jackson for $35,000.
Huge difference.
Let Kim Kardashian drive it off the lot. Let her break
in the seat with her buttocks.
That's right. Let her enjoy it for three or four years.
Yeah.
And then you buy it.
Correct.
Do
you buy ever new cars?
I'll lease a car, but like whether it's the bottom of the line, meaning, you know, sorry, not the bottom of the line, but yeah, you got the MSRP at 67K, but that's not loaded up, Gary. Once that Ghibli gets loaded up, it'll get to 80K. Or you can look at the Quattroporte or whatever, but either way, the blue collar version of it is that Ford Dually. I mean, there's people pay 80 grand for a truck now. Give it a few years and just get it for 25.
That's right.
And then the top of the line is the Maserati or the Bentley GT or whatever it is. Same exact equation. Give it 3 years. Give it 3 years for a Rolls Royce.
So is 3 years the magic number for the price drop?
Well, it'll be free in 20 years, but you don't want a Bentley with 150,000 miles on. You know, what I'm saying is you still want to drive a relatively new car that has relatively low mileage, meaning there's such a thing as a Ford Dually for $9,000, but I didn't want that one.
Right.
I wanted the newish one. For me, the sweet spot's about 3 years old.
Right.
Okay.
Can you assign me a car if I wanted to get something that was a commuter fun car? If you would throw something on the Stromer, what would you recommend?
Gary's found the Maserati Ghibli.
Okay.
40,000 miles, 25K on eBay.
Jeez.
So that's a $25,000 car, and you're driving a Maserati.
Is that the
still
car?
May be under
Is that
warranty.
The car for me?
I'll tell you the car in a second. First, I want to thank our sponsors, BlueChew.com, promo code ACE. I'll tell you more about that in a second. HP.com/ACE, TommyJohn.com, Geico, and Pluto TV. So what do you want?
I need something to commute that I'm not driving the truck around. That's fun, but can also get the kids around the town if I need to.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to be able to, you know, roll the window down, you know, sing some of the hits while I'm driving fast.
Mm-hmm. What's your price range?
15 to 25.
It's a lot of good stuff. I mean, I think this is toward the top of your price range, but if you want to look good,
and you know I do.
Yeah, I don't know. What is it? What can you get an Audi A7 for now, Gary?
What year?
I don't know, like 6 years old or something
Audi,
like that.
Oh, is that the sedan one? The big sedan?
My wife had one, and I really liked it.
Like, I had the all road and it at ran, one point, and which
it,
was
it
great.
Was, it was nice.
Yeah.
Best?
About 30.
It's a little above what you're talking about, but that's a nice.
I like that
machine, and it's four doors, and it's sleek, and it's good for getting you and the kids around.
Yeah.
And you can sing with the window down.
Yeah, I can.
You can find ones in the high 20s.
There you go.
All right.
What year are we talking about?
I'm looking at one right here. I think this. Oh, let's see. That's a diesel, but let's see. 2012 A7 Prestige, 38,000 miles.
There you go.
28.5.
There you go. Now look like a winner, Stromer, for a change.
Finally,
instead of the truck with the duct tape where the rear window used to be. All right, Ken, 49, Dallas.
Stromer needs either a big trunk or a Honda Ridgeline, so he has a place to keep all his junk that he always carries
That's
around.
A good point. That's a good point.
I like the Honda Ridgeline.
I do too, actually. Do you like the new one
it's
or the old one?
In the trunk.
I like them both. It's a unibodied truck.
Yeah.
Most trucks have a frame, a big steel frame, and then this is sort of the Honda version of a truck, but I like them.
Yeah.
And I bet they ride real nice.
It's got that trunk that you can disappear some stuff in, which I like.
Mm-hmm. I think they have a cooler in the back too.
Yeah.
In the trunk.
Yeah.
What's going on, Ken?
Good call, boys.
All right, so I'm going to build a house and I'm going to spray foam the walls, but then what's the best way of doing the ceiling? I got to thinking now, okay, as I'm kind of building this house in my mind, you can't spray foam the ceiling, really, can you?
You are going to do the expanding foam.
Yep.
Where you spray it into the bays, which I'm in love with, by the way.
I love it, too. That's why I'm...
I love it. I love it for insulation. I love it for sound deadening. I love that it's expanding into
every nook and cranny.
I hate it when you see that the guys are putting the bat insulation in, and it's like, oh, there's an outlet, and they just tear it around the outlet and mash it in, and there's all kind of daylight
coming
through there.
It also sinks in the walls over time if they don't wire it, you know, and they never do.
They never do. So I like it. Now, what about going with the expanding foam up into the attic?
So that's, I don't know how to do that, or can you do that, or do they do that? Or do you just blow that insulation?
I did it in an old house of mine, but you're talking about the rafters, so not the joists, right? Like you can walk.
Correct. No, I'm talking like from the top floor into the attic space.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, but you're talking about not where your feet are, you're talking about where your head is.
Correct.
I like where your head's at. So I think what I would do with this, in this particular case, and I love the expanded whatever, but I think I would put bats in there, and of like R30 or R19 or whatever the joists were, or sorry, whatever the roof rafters were.
Right.
And then a radiant barrier style thing for a couple of reasons. A, it's a little overkill to do it up above your head. B, you don't need so much sound deadening up there. C, sometimes you want to get up there and pull some wires or do something or run a fan or do something later on in life. And once that stuff goes up into that bay and once it expands, there is no recovering. It's like trying to dig someone out of an avalanche.
Right.
So it's pretty straightforward. You're already way ahead of the game in the insulation world. I would put bats of what size joists you have up there?
Well, it'll probably be 2x8, I would guess. But if you do bats and then blow in that
cellulose,
blow in the stuff on top is probably as good as spray foam plus.
It gives you the
ability to fish through there later.
Right. Put the bats up top of probably R30. Spray in the cellulose, whatever the newspaper with Borat.
Right.
Or whatever that Sacha Baron Cohen movie is.
Yeah, Borax.
In there. So for the critters, they like infuse
the critters,
it in there.
Yeah, the critters are bad in that if it...
They don't
if
like it's it.
Yeah, exactly.
So and then blow that stuff in, and then you're done.
Okay. Thanks, guys.
I like the cut of your jib, man.
Love your show, guys.
He's double install right there. That's good stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like it. I love how you're in love with the notion of being in love?
Yeah.
I'm that way with expanding foam insulation.
Are you?
I love the idea of it. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's not in my life right now.
Yeah, but it could be.
It could be.
Yeah.
Some lucky expanding foam
company could
maybe out there for me.
Could even be pink. I don't know.
I love the expanding foam.
Take it, daddy.
Speaking of love, BlueChew.com. Blue Chew gives you the confidence in bed. First chewable with the same active ingredient as Viagra and Cialis. Chewables work up to twice as fast as pills and cheaper than those as well. That's right. So save some money and get it on a little faster, man. Helps you last longer. Lets you go the extra rounds. I call them the championship rounds.
Oh, yeah. You got to have it.
Mm-hmm.
Training for the last round.
That's championship round. Right. If sex were an Olympic sport, Blue Chew would be banned. You hear that?
You can't use it.
Performance enhancing.
It's cheating, for Christ's sake.
That's right. You can take it on a full or empty stomach. Only takes a few minutes to fill out the form online. No wasted time at the doctor's office or weird, awkward conversations waiting in line at the pharmacy. Ships directly to your door in discreet packaging, prescribed online by a doctor, and made in the USA. What else do you need, right, Matt?
Here's a great deal for you guys. Visit BlueChew.com and get your first shipment free when you use the promo code ACE. Just pay $5 shipping. That's BlueChew.com, promo code ACE.
Is it strange that I'm slightly aroused just from that reading?
Yeah, I feel a little shift of blood. All right, Andrew is 48. He's calling from Connecticut.
Yes, Andrew.
Let's talk to Andrew. Andrew?
Hey, how you doing?
Good. How you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing all right. got some termites in my termite damage in my floorboards. I was wondering if you guys could help me out.
Floorboards.
Where's the water coming from, I wonder? The moisture in your life.
Moisture in my life. I'm pretty close to part of the river. It's a 1947 Cape, and I bought it, and they had, I guess they had some termite damage previous to it, but the floorboards, I'm noticing, they're really bad. They had it filled with, you know, that stuff that's kind of like liquid wood, and then it hardens, and now that's all gone.
Right.
And I want to replace that couple of the boards that are damaged. Can I do that easy enough, or is that something that I got to have a professional come in?
Well, you're saying floorboards. To me, that means subflooring. Does that mean subflooring?
Or does that mean the finished floor?
The finished floor, the actual finished floor. Yeah, it's like kind of underneath a cast iron radiator, and it kind of, one of the boards that comes out into the middle of the room.
What's underneath the finished floor?
I'm not really sure. I haven't ripped it up because I was too scared to, you know, I didn't want to open up a can of worms.
So there's just, subflooring is now all OSB. Before that, it was plywood.
Just put right over the joists, probably in 47, right? They probably just put it right across.
In my experience with taking apart lots of old houses, they had this 1x6 diagonal stuff they would run.
That's right.
And they would do hardwood over that.
Basement.
That's
yes, sir.
Yeah, so if you go to your basement and look up, that's what you'll see. So that's the subflooring they had back then. Before plywood was invented, they had to go with dimensional lumber.
Right.
And it's 1x6, and they do it sort of diagonally. So what do you think is – now, sometimes it just be the floor. What do you think is under this? Can you get under it?
I could. I haven't moved anything at all. You know, underneath it is, in fact, diagonal. 1x6s in the basement.
Right. Right.
And then it's under the radiator, there's probably moisture condensation dripping onto the floor, which keeps it wet, I would assume.
Right. And that's right where the window is.
Right. Well, this was, all right. So in my attempt to diagnose this, we've now established that you have a subfloor under your finished floor.
Right. And that looks pretty good from the basement looking up. It looks solid. I can't see any damage.
Now, the thing that's interesting about your finished floor is it's normally a hardwood, which doesn't get eaten up by termites, but yours isn't a hardwood. What kind of wood is your finished floor?
I don't know. You know, it's the original flooring that was in the, you know, it's a cape, so it's the original flooring that was in there.
Probably like Doug fir, right?
Yeah, probably something softer. Okay, so there's a version of you surgically removing pieces of wood and replacing them. And do you think it's a tongue and groove?
Yeah, that's what I'm going to kind of guess, just from kind of poking around a little bit. I'm terrified to try it because I've never matched it up.
Yeah, tongue and groove can be challenging.
Unless you purchase a multi-tool, then you can cut the tail off and the inserts off easy and get them out pretty simply. Some of those blades are thin enough to get between boards. You can just cut straight down.
You still have to be good.
Yeah.
But I agree, that is a good tool. How long do you need to cut?
3 to 3.5 feet, somewhere in that range.
Okay. Doable. On the other hand, I feel like you, who are a certified CPA?
No, I'm a taste tester for Ben and Jerry's.
Taste tester for Ben and Jerry's.
That's big. You got to tell us what that means.
Yeah, how's taste that tester. Work? Well, how does it work?
You just have a spoon and you dip into big vats and say it's good or bad?
Exactly. I rub the ice cream all over my belly.
Do you remember where you were when Chunky Monkey first hit your lips, or Cherry Garcia?
Yeah, I
don't do anything Cherry, absolutely not. That's disgusting. I'll do Chubby Hubby, Chunky Monkey. You know, that's all right in my wheelhouse right there.
Yeah.
Do
you wear like a what's it called, a sommelier? Do you wear a sommelier spoon for ice cream?
Put golden spoon around his neck.
I do, yeah. It's a silver spoon here in Connecticut.
Do you, is this honestly your job, Andrew?
No, I'm not a taste tester. That's kind of what I hope to do. I'm a teacher, actually.
Oh, okay. Oh. You got a subject?
Nope. Middle school.
No, okay. So just sort of utility. Yeah. All right. I would... Look, I respect you, but I would humbly say that this is a job for a pretty skilled Finnish carpenter.
Yeah.
And I think you need to find that pretty skilled Finnish carpenter in there to do this. This is a surgical thing. This isn't really a grunt thing. You know what I mean? This is not
right.
Demoing out
a
bunch of stuff. This is a pretty tight skill set thing. What's the floor finished in?
You know, it's got a stain on it, and then I had a guy put some poly on it when I first bought the home back in 08.
Yeah. I really do feel like check around, find someone who's skilled, and if you want to kind of test them, you know, ask them how they're going to remove that T&G, because that is a...
It's an art form.
That's tough. That's skillful. And I'd like to hear their answer. Personally, here's the kind of answer I'd like to hear. I'd like to hear that they're going to take a circular saw, they're going to set the depth to 1x depth, so they're not cutting into your subfloor.
Yeah.
They're going to drop the saw in the middle of the 1x6 plank or 1x8 or whatever the hell it is, take a section out, cross cut the two ends, and pop both of them in. I like that better than cutting along the tongue.
Yeah.
I like doing that. Then when I drop in the new piece, I'd like to hear that the female side is going to slide into the tongue and that the other side is just going to drop down, or possibly cut off the tongue on the new piece and the old piece and literally just drop it in. But either...
Right. Yeah. Go ahead, sir.
No, go ahead.
Now, what I was going to say is I'll never get the finish matched up either, will I?
No, probably not, but can I run something up your flagpole here, Andrew? And people scoff. But I've done it many times with amazing results. Painted the floor. Painted
the whole
it a color.
Floor, yeah.
Now, the key to painting it, well, he's not hardwood, probably. The key to painting it is pick out a really cool color and then put a bunch of coats of clear over it and give it some depth. It'll look awesome.
Looks like an art gallery.
You can even do a border. That's right, like an art gallery.
Yeah.
Think about that, Andrew.
All right. I like your style.
All right, buddy. Keep molding that youth, right?
Hey, Tommy John, everybody. Tommy John doesn't give an F. They give three Fs: fabric, fit, and function. Now, proprietary fabrics that perform like nothing you've ever worn before. There's no wedgie guarantee. Comfortable, stay-put waistbands. Luxuriously soft, feather-light, moisture-wicking, breathable fabrics designed to move with you. No bunching or riding up. You wearing yours today, brother?
Always.
Yep. Let me see. Double check. There they are. There's the big Tommy.
Mm-hmm.
That's
big
right.
Big Tommy.
Now, if you don't love your first pair, you get a full refund with their best pair you'll ever wear, or it's free guarantee. That's free. Well, that's another F, by the way. Now, including their new women's underwear that sold out in just 6 weeks, which is now fully back in stock. So, ladies, Tommy John's available for you as well. Tommy John, no adjustment needed. That's all you need. Right there. Tommy John, boys.
That's right. Hurry to TommyJohn.com/Adam for 20% off your first order. That's TommyJohn.com/Adam for 20% off. TommyJohn.com/Adam.
More flooring from Maine.
30, it's hot flooring.
31. Hey, James, 31, Maine. What's going
How's
on?
How's it going, guys?
Good, hey. Man. What's happening?
Bear with me, but it'll take a second to get there. But so my wife and I bought this house in 2013. So I've been here 5 years, a little over 5 years. And the small projects that we've been tackling have really been rewarding. For instance, taking up the carpet in the first floor, second floor, we're finding birch floors, you know, a nice Doug fir floor on the second floor. and things look great. We got them professionally refinished. But now we got a little one on the way that we're expecting in January. And the problem is when you come down these stairs, especially in the winter, and you're wearing socks, you can easily take a tumble. And I'm wondering, without re-carpeting these beautiful stairs, what can I do to provide us with a little bit of traction?
So the stairs are now in the hardwood form.
Yep, they're birch.
And so they've got clear coat that makes it super slippery and slidey, right?
Exactly.
Well, you know, we can bring the mount to Mohammed, or we can get the grippy socks they have. Now, I don't know if you want to put them under your shoes and go to work, but they do have those walk-around socks with the little grippies on them. So we can reverse engineer this. They have... And I need to look at it because I'm not so sure if it's good for walking on. They do have like clear, sort of grippy, rubberized whatever in a spray can that probably is not going to hold up real good, but might be all right. Gary, see if you can, as a matter of fact, put that on my list. I want to get that. It's like a clear grip spray, I guess. I would look up, I don't know, what do we look up? You know what I want to spray it on?
Non-slip stair tread finish?
No, not stair tread, just in general.
Oh.
See what I'm holding? What am I holding in my hand?
Dental floss?
It looks like dental floss.
Yeah.
It is not. It's my earbuds.
Wow, did you engineer that yourself?
I painted them green.
Let me see it.
The reason I painted them green is because everyone in my family has these earbuds, or AirBuds, and I don't want to mistake mine for other people. But they do slide out of my sweatpants and slide all over the place. And somebody tweeted me and said, spray them up with a little clear grip. It's like, I guess it's a little rubbery, clear, whatever, and I'm going to spray this thing because this thing, you get on an airplane... And you're like wearing cargo shorts, and you throw it in your pocket. Then you
slips
like recline.
Right,
you have a few drinks. You fall asleep. Then next thing you know, they're like, "We're in Denver. Come on!" And you get up, and you're like, "Oh!" And then you're walking through the airport, and you're like, "Where is the goddamn AirBuds?"
I've done it.
Right? Everyone's done it. Yeah. Everything is shaped like a bar, literally like a bar of fucking soap. Right? Small soap. So this stuff, a light dusting of it on the tread. Might work. Gary, if you found anything, what do we got? Anti-slip. It's called anti-slip resistant coating. And they're showing stairs. Where's my goddamn AirBuds? Doesn't show it on the thing. Matt, write this down. I want a can of this stuff.
Great for steps, decks, porches, walkways.
Okay.
That could be a step.
Rust-Oleum makes it. It's called anti-slip.
That might be the answer.
Well, I'm hoping it'll put up to the abuse of everyday use.
Well, it's showing a picture of a patio and a tile, you know, kitchen floor and a staircase. So that's what it's made for.
Okay, now let me throw one thing else at you. What about using clear coat urethane?
I don't like it.
Mixing in some sand.
No, I said no.
And taping off just a little square where your footfall would land on the tread.
You reeled me back in a little with
see
the
what
taping
I'm saying?
Off.
Taping it off.
The
making,
taping
making
off.
Making a nice clean square.
You had me. I was unmoored and drifting
I knew
in an
you
open
were,
sea
see,
of
that,
doubt.
I take it to the next level and
you
I hooked you back.
You pulled me a little closer to the lighthouse.
You had me at hello.
But I agree with me.
All right. I know that to be true.
That I'm going to go with me on this
I agree
one.
On that.
And then listen, Stromer, yes, I like to think I'm fair-minded.
Yeah, you are. You entertained
it. I like where your head's at. It feels like this is going to be a little tough to be evenly distributed and not be a little lumpy or be a little weird. I'm going to go with my plan. Get a can of this anti-slip. Give it a little dusting.
But tape it off, though.
Sure, but it's clear.
But tape off the area where you're going to step so that you don't see it on the rest of the stair. I think you want to see it as a tread.
It's clear, though. Why not just do the whole tread?
Because I think it'll look shitty.
I don't know.
Yeah, I wonder if it would show some kind of a patina where it might be obvious. Yeah.
Well, okay. Try one tread, see how you feel.
Yeah. Awesome. Thanks a lot, guys.
Yeah, I think...
All right, don't fall with the baby, but the baby has a soft skull for a reason, so don't forget that.
I think you could feather it in. I think you could kind of work the meaty part of the tread, you know, the business part, and then just kind of feather it out a little bit.
But for some reason, I want to see these beautiful birch stairs all finished the same with the same exact square or rectangular tread going up the center. Mm-hmm. I just think it would look cool.
Yeah, I got you. Yeah. It's just, again, it's clear. So I don't know what the sheen is. It's probably a little bit in the eggshell department. I'd be curious.
All right.
All right, let me tell you about HP Elite. When it comes to tech, the difference between consumer-grade and business-class PCs is just as big as commercial flights. For many, the upgrade is worth it. That's right. You want to get up to business. Don't let those AirBuds fall out of your pocket when you're reclining, though, man. Better performance and longer battery life. Comes with HP Elite premium support, providing 24/7, 365 dedicated service from U.S. based specialists, security software, and features that help keep proprietary data safe. The go-to choice for graphic designers. Serious performance with a streamlined user experience tested for over 115,000 hours to ensure durability. Get an extra 10% off select 8th generation Intel-powered HP PCs with the code ACE. Until September 17th at www.hp.com/ace. One more time, www.hp.com/ace. Get that 10% off and get that computer souped up, man. All right, let's see. What are you working on, Stromer?
I have another project in Malibu doing a deck. Actually, two, doing a deck and then rebuilding. You live there, so you know. So this is a property right on the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
I've done repairs there in the past. 1 year later, I'm called back to do it again because the ocean is so unforgiving. The climate is so unforgiving. All wood products, unless it's teak, just dissipate instantly, right?
Yeah, it just attacks everything.
So then you bring in your bid on things that are made with Ipe or teak or things that'll withstand that kind of climate, and people scoff, but then they finally succumb to that realization that it has to be this or nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, you're walking up and down these beaches, and now the new real estate term, you must know this, is it's a wet beach. That's why it's only 12.7 million instead of 35. And then one might say, well, what is a wet beach? A wet beach is simply a beach that has water on it, which means it's basically underwater. And they're using that in real estate terms to lure you into that you're on a beach, but there's actually water under your house.
Right.
Have you heard this?
No, I've not heard of wet beach.
It's called a wet beach.
I like that.
Isn't that awesome? Like Beverly Hills adjacent, Malibu now has wet beach.
I love it. And
it's amazing to see like Broad Beach from the 80s when my buddy's dad was a super famous actor guy that had a house on Broad Beach, right?
Who's your buddy's
dad? Bob Redford, right?
Wow, Bob Redford.
That was my college roommate, his
kid.
Yeah, right? So his house out there was on this beautiful beach that was huge and depthful. It looked like an East Coast, like the beach in Jaws in the beginning of the film, you know, with the lovely grass and the long span, right?
Mm-hmm.
You go out to that same property now, and there's like a 5-foot amount of sand, and the rest of the waves come crashing up at high tide. It's unbelievable the difference.
Global warming.
I guess. Do you believe it?
I believe that there's change and there's constant change because I think, you know, historically we had an ice age and we had plates that were connected and now divided and creating continents and all that kind of stuff. Now, so the question really isn't do we have it? Change in and of itself shouldn't be really a cause for alarm. The question is how fast is the change happening?
Yeah.
And it seems to be accelerated.
It does seem that to me.
Then the question is how much of it are we responsible for? And the answer is, it's sort of unknowable, but my sort of take on it is, well, why not leave as little footprint as possible.
Right.
You know, I was just sitting around the other day on a boat with a guy that ran the Staples Center. And he said, yeah, we're getting rid of the straws and we're getting rid of the lids. And we're also going to do the same thing at whatever live. And, you know, we're going to end up getting rid of 200 billion straws and 200 billion lids. And I'm fundamentally opposed to most of the rules and the regulations that are passed here in Southern California, because we have a kind of Gestapo running the place that just wants to give you another code, another permit, another line to wait in, right, another check to write. But when the guy says to me, hey, we're getting rid of 2 million straws, I go, good.
Yeah.
Because why do I got to take a stand on everything?
Right.
Now, when the same guy tells me there's illegals selling ghetto dogs on his property when you walk out of the Staples Center and there's not a goddamn thing he can do about it because the city council and the cops won't enforce anything,
right,
I go, fuck that. Get off your ass and do your fucking job. Just like, you know how you're really good.
Wait,
about-
is that what he said? There are people selling illegal fighting dogs?
Oh, no, sorry. Ghetto dogs, as in a hot dog. Sorry.
They're- oh, okay. I was like, wait, Mike, the Michael Vick scenario?
Well, no. Yeah. Listen, we're about 4 to 7 years away from them selling fighting dogs on the grounds of the Staples
Man,
Center.
Did you think he was talking about dogs?
No, I know the story, but I like your version of it. Sure.
I like your version,
too. Trying to bring drama. Okay, go ahead.
So, I guess I shouldn't say ghetto dogs because you might
so
think of
So, you mean people are buying hot dogs at Costco and then selling them as vendors without a permit?
Or a or anything.
Yeah, okay, I got you.
On the property.
And he can't do anything about that.
There's nothing he can do. Well, I don't know. He can ask the city council to do something about it, but he doesn't want to get yelled at.
That's interesting. I didn't realize that. Wow.
Yeah, but you know the Staples Center, they don't pay any taxes or generate any revenue.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Right, yeah. Right. So look no further than the Staples Center. The people that are paying the most get the least from the city. But when he talks about the straws and the plastic lids and stuff, I go, fine.
And that's great he's doing that.
And who drinks beer through a straw?
No, not me.
That's what I'm going to say.
But is he going to replace it with the paper straw, or is he going to just ban straws altogether?
You may request a paper straw.
Okay, that's fair.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah, that's what I say.
Yeah,
let's not be uptight. No. All right, we got a video question?
Yes, we certainly do. You can always email us your questions, aceonthehouse@adamcarolla.com, and go to aceontheroof.com if you want to see it. And this week's video question, it's a little long. Stay with us here. It comes from Casey.
Ace Man, Stromer, Porcelain Punisher, get it on. This is Casey from Portland. We own a two-bedroom, two-bath, or two-and-a-half-bath condo. Want to know what we can do to spruce it up and get the most bang for our buck when we sell it.
Over Mount St.
This is the bathroom. We have two of them up here, pretty identical. We were going to paint the cabinets, get a cheap but nice granite countertop or something from, you know, Home Depot, $500 or something. Just spruce it up a little bit. Tile's nice enough. But do we spend any money on the shower? I mean, obviously, nice showers are nice, but it's just a condo. This is just the plastic stuff, you know, whatever it was built with. So I don't know if it's worth any money putting into that for that. Let me know what you think. It's carpet all upstairs, which I think is fine for bedrooms. But then you go downstairs, got carpet on the stairs again, which is fine. But then you get into this tile again, which, again, I think is fine. It's not worth the trouble to replace it. It's decent enough. But then you got back into the carpet again for the living room, dining room, and I just don't know if it'd be worth putting hardwood floors or laminates or anything in here. So it might look weird too, like how it transitions from wood to tile there. So any advice you got on that would be great. Thanks. This is what I did to the kitchen. Stromer told me to just paint these cabinets. They're the same cabinets as upstairs, that ugly 90s stuff.
Looks great. Looks good.
I spent $150 in a weekend on that, I think, and turned out pretty good. So thanks, Stromer.
Yeah.
Last question, paint. This paint is kind of like a off mustardy, I don't know, in some lights it looks nice and cream, but in other lights it looks really, really yellow, and I'd hate to paint the entire place. That'd be a bitch. So But I'll do it if you guys think it'll get me an extra, you know, $5,000 out of the place or whatever. So any advice you got is appreciated. Thanks, guys.
I'm a big fan of sprucing up before I put things on sale.
I think that paint color, the overall tone of it is too dark. It makes the whole place look oppressive. I would like him to go a shade or two lighter, I think. And flat. It looks like it's got semi or eggshell on the walls.
Go eggshell. Yeah. I feel the same way. Yeah. It's tough. It's a smallish condo. It's a little bit tight. It feels a little confined. I agree. The lighter color would help that a lot. The floor tile, you know, I'm not in love with, but there's not much you can do about it. I do agree with the painting of the cabinets and the changing of the knobs, perhaps.
Correct.
Shower, stay away from.
Yep.
The hardwood into the living room, I like that. I don't like a sliding door onto the carpet. You know, I don't like the patio coming onto the wall to wall.
That's a good point.
It bumps me a little bit.
Yeah.
There's tons of pre-engineered, pre-whatever, floating IKEA, snap it together, put it together with a chop saw and a mallet, go to town.
You're right.
You know, all doable. I would do that. And then I'd just shampoo the upstairs carpet. Yeah. And I would just think ladies, they make the decision. When they come in, they don't have the, well, from personal experience, I will say, I can see a house and go, well, pull up the carpet, put down some hardwood, put a couple coats of paint on here, blow that out.
That vision.
Women don't see that. They just walk. They walk in and they go, it smells funny.
Yeah.
And then you go, I don't know, we'll just blow it out and light a candle. And they're like,
yeah, you're right.
It smells weird.
Yeah, there's more of it's an emotional reaction to perception of what the environment feels like.
I would think about putting down a nice lighter shade hardwood floor
in
that room. I would put down that Navajo white or that Swiss coffee. You know, do it with a little sheen like the eggshell finish. Roll that place out. Just the downstairs. You want the downstairs so when they open the front door, it's all bright and airy and all that kind of stuff.
Agreed.
Paint the cabinets. We're all there. And look, at a certain point, you're throwing good money after bad, but for the cost of some paint, and again, go down to Home Depot and just go get some boxes of flooring and, you know, whack it together with a mallet.
Yeah.
You know
and
what
a
I mean?
5-gallon thing of paint, which is all you'd need for that place, is like $135. So that could get you $5,000 more.
But do me a favor. Don't pour the paint in a pan. Put the screen in the bucket. Use the extension and use the goddamn roller. It drives me nuts.
That's right.
I hate it when I see commercials.
Yeah, and people are using a rolling tray. Give me a break.
Ah.
It's like,
you know what makes
blasphemy.
You know what exacerbates it for me?
What?
Good-looking chick leading the charge. She's got her tape. She's taping off the
wainscoat. And a rolling pan.
She's taping off the wainscoat. She's got the rolling pan.
It's the first sign of amateur is a rolling tray.
I completely agree.
Yeah.
First off, you ever try to move a rolling tray from one room to the next and this thing just shifts? And no way. Also, storage. Like, hey, when you're done with the day,
put a top on it.
Put a little water in it, stir it around, and put some cellophane over
the
top.
Put the screen back in the bucket, put cellophane over the bucket, done.
And if you got to get up and go to the next room, just grab the handle and walk it over.
And to your point, tin foil or saran wrap around roller heads and paintbrushes can get you 2 days without washing the brush or the roller head.
God, we've never been more correct.
Oh, God bless you.
Let me Let me tell you about Pluto TV, leading free streaming television service. You can watch over 100 TV channels and thousands of movies on demand completely free. Pluto TV never asks for a credit card. You don't even need to sign up to watch for free. Pluto TV is easily and completely legal. Easy and completely legal. That's what I want to say. You're not. You don't have to look over your shoulder. You ain't on the deep web here. You can watch your favorite TV shows and hit movies and watch it all for free. Never pay for TV again by downloading Pluto TV. So what are you waiting for? Download Pluto TV for free online. And you can check out all your devices, by the way. It works on your phone. So you're sitting at the airport. Check it out. Roku, Amazon Fire TV, Apple TV, smart TVs, PlayStations, anywhere you stream, you can get Pluto. And I got a chassis channel. My channel, Chassis, C-H-A-S-S-Y, is now available on Pluto TV, and we got a ton of content there. So go check it out, shall you? So, Stromer, excuse you.
Yeah.
You're working in Malibu.
Yes, sir.
And, I got to tell you, like, you go to Home Depot and you buy like an outdoor floodlight, and, you know, like some motion sensitive floodlight, and you go, I'm going to mount it on the side of the thing, by the side of the whatever, and it's in Malibu. You come back a year later, it's completely
crushed. It just falls off the side of the house.
It's crusted over. Like
barnacles. Real, like literally barnacles,
those
right?
Those guys who built those ships back in the day.
It's amazing, isn't it, that they lasted at all?
Well.
And you can't even find a residential home there that can weather these kinds of conditions, can you?
Everything had to be completely bulletproof. I mean, just big, huge, thick oak and brass everywhere, right?
Like, yeah, that's
everything
just
had to be just forged out of thick brass.
Because, like, one day, all of the glass components of your home are covered in what they call beach butter, which is salt water that kind of transitions on to the clear surfaces of the house, right?
Mm-hmm.
It looks like you're looking through a dirty, cloudy window in one day.
What kind of deck are you doing?
Yeah, I'm going to do engineered wood because it doesn't pay to do anything but that unless you want to go for teak, which no one does because they don't want to refinish it. So I'm just going to get the engineered stuff with the clips so there's no screws showing.
Right.
And then put it in and walk away. It really weathers much better.
What do you do for the ends of those things? You run a diagonal piece or something?
You can. You mean like as a fascia component so you don't see the end
sort
grain?
Of the finish. Those things are hollow, right?
Well, this application is surrounded by structure, so you won't see the end grain at all.
Uh-huh.
Because it's kind of in this little nook of the home.
Do you have to account for expansion or acclimation or any of those things you do with regular wood?
Not really. Like if it's you know, a nail width for traditional wood expanding, you could get away with half that distance and you won't be in trouble. But the look of it, I think everybody's used to that spacing. So that's what I'll do.
Just 16 penny.
Yeah, exactly.
Is a size nail.
Yeah.
Is the material itself, is it through and through or is it extruded and hollow?
No, it's through and through. I don't like the hollow stuff. It feels bouncy. You know, it feels like it's flexing like PVC almost.
Mm-hmm.
I like the solid through and through stuff. That's what I'm going to use.
Yeah.
It's like it's Trex, basically.
This stuff's all after my time.
Yeah.
Technically, it's after your time,
It is. It really is. I know. You're right. I mean, you know, I buy this stuff, and I'm not familiar with it because I've spent so many years buying redwood and, you know, that kind of stuff. But it's amazing how much is out there now.
It's so much better than, like we talked about in the past, just sinking all those. Well, first off, sinking screws. Guys just take galvanized nails and just start whacking it in. And I remember them going like, oh, don't use your waffle hammer.
It'll show up on the wood when you miss your hammer, your nail head, right?
Yeah, so you go to the smooth head, you go to the smooth head, and then you just leave these shiners all over
place.
It looks like someone dropped a bunch of quarters, you know?
No, but the way I feel about this new decking technology is how you feel about grass, you know, and turf. It just doesn't make sense to keep watering things that are going to die because it's 150 degrees in the summer now, right?
I concur.
Same with the deck.
All right, tell us all about Geico.
Geico, everybody's got a to-do list. You drop off dry cleaning, you pick up some milk. How about save hundreds of dollars on car insurance, and you don't have to drop off or pick up anything at all. Just go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you could be saving 15% or more on car insurance. That's right. That's extra money in your pocket. You betcha that's the most rewarding to-do you can do today. Have you seen the Geico with a tiny little guy fishing, the trout fishing, and the fish hits his lure and he rips him out of his waders? Have you seen
that?
No,
I haven't seen that one yet.
Very cute.
Oh,
that's my Geico.
Look out for that.
That's right.
All right. Geico, everybody.
Yes, sir.
All right. This Thursday, that'll be the 13th, Seattle Moore Theater. We're doing a live podcast there in beautiful Seattle, a beautiful historic Moore Theater. Friday, November 30th, Anaheim Grove with Rob Riggle. And you can also check us out in Phoenix coming up October 27th. Just go to adamcarolla.com for all that. Go to Chassis for all the stuff you need. Listen to our friend Spike's podcast, Spike's Car Radio. He's a friend of ours. He's done CarCast many times. Spike Ferriston, I should say. Comedian, writer, and a real good podcast. And you can find it over at Podcast One and wherever you find finer podcasts. What do you got, Stromer?
I'm celebrating my 22nd wedding anniversary in Laramie, Wyoming. Going to the wedding of the flower girl who was in my wedding is now getting married 22 years later.
Mm.
Isn't that nice?
Time.
Could be fifth and final baby time. That's
she
right. I said
on.
It. Some of those blue pills you were talking about before I'll grab from you.
Blue Chew.
Yeah.
So, until next time, Adam Carolla for Eric Stromer saying mahalo.
Subscribe on iTunes or visit aceontheroof.com. This is Corolla Digital.